Audio Gravity, episode 517. First link of the day is Forrest, or Forrest, Forrest.com. This is one of those sites that you have to be invited into, I think. It's one of those ones that it's like a designery site to show off your various bits of art that you've worked on, things that you've developed, maybe something you've designed, maybe it's a little snapshot or some bits of code. And what I like about it is there's a whole bunch of inspirational stuff that you can pick up on a day-to-day basis. But not just that. The design of Forrest is absolutely stunning. It's like every little bit of detail is really, really nicely put together. And what's nice about it is that there's a whole group of designers on there which are just do some awesome stuff. This guy's got 374 posts. Got a whole bunch of stuff. It looks like people are starting to use it to share also now things that they've come across. This one's actually about all the things to do with Forrest. Great site, Forrest.com. If you're a web designer or you're into designery things, developing things, then you should definitely be on there. Next link today is from appfactory.co.za, a program called Airship, which is file sharing for the iPhone and the iPod Touch. Airship is an easy-to-use Wi-Fi data transporter which enables you to transfer files wirelessly between a computer and your iPhone or iPod Touch. So it's got these little different screens of things that you've uploaded to it, M4V files, JPEGs, PDFs, MP3s. It's even got an integrated MP3 player so you can play it directly in it. And you can also connect to like an Airship web page where you can get hold of content from your machine back and forth. It's $2.99 and it looks perfect for quickly getting files onto your phone via Wi-Fi. Next link is an interesting one from creaturephone.com. They're building an app which is what is everyday creatures, posters, trading cards, wallpapers, coasters, a high-powered full-range automatic sonic blaster made out of fear and kidney beans, and even an iPhone app. So that in itself is more reason for me to want to see it. Every time you refresh it as well, you get a different player card. For those people who only listening to the audio version, there is a guy in a vest looking very weird with like some kind of badminton thing on his head, and his name is Hoss Skaggs. Interesting. Can't wait till that goes live. Next link is from Pixie Apps, pixiapps.com/ecount, ecount. Very small but very powerful. It's like a little playlist, mini player for iTunes, which is quite nice. It's got a really interesting way of being able to share your musical taste from, you know, out using Last.fm, Twitter and Facebook. It goes incredibly small, so you can just have it knocking around all the time. And it's dirt cheap. It's like $10, and I think you can theme it yourself. They've got a whole bunch of little themes on there as well. And you can literally five-star stuff really quickly as well. I'm just opening up a little picture here. No, that's actually something. That's actually a theme, which is now downloading. Next link is from Cubic, C-U-B-I-Q.org. They have a bunch of different pieces of code for the iPhone and iPad and various other stuff. And what's hardcore about them is that they've got bunches of code, either jQuery or JavaScript in general, for coding up on either iPhone, Android or iPad, like I mentioned. So they've got like an accordion, which is hardware accelerated, a little sliding menu. And one of the bits that I know that Wista use, which is the iScroll, the overflow scroll for mobile WebKit. If you're an iPhone or Android iPad developer, you should definitely go and check them out, because they've got some really nice pieces of code that you can drop in with your existing code base. Next link, and the final link today, is over on photojojo.com, a fisheye macro and wide angle camera lens. Now, I'm always a bit hesitant to recommend these kind of little lenses because they're really often poorly made. Mainly because of the mechanism of how it actually attaches to your phone, because obviously on the iPod and the iPhone iPhone and iTouch, they're sort of curved, so you get this sort of weird curved angle. So you need to buy a fairly decent one to make sure that you get decent glass, because sometimes you can buy these for like a couple of, you know, like $5 off eBay and they're rubbish. But these supposedly high clarity glass and finely machined, so they're not sort of rattled out from I guess they are from China, but I guess they're not the cheaper manufactured ones. That's it today. I'll speak to you soon.